This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Papa D, and Professor D.
Lots of D's.
Lots of D's in the house. That's how we roll. Before we left for the break, we were doing a little national
Facebook
news.
And we were discussing some GOP political talk with Donald Trump, some disparaging comments that he's been making lately, and the groups that could be supporting him. And that led Devin into Speaker of the House, an article with Paul Ryan, yep. And which I thought was interesting with the bill that he passed. And just to kind of, I know you're going to go over some key points of that, but Franklin Graham came out completely backing away from the Republican Party and GOP. He don't want to have nothing to do with them anymore because of this bill.
Oh yeah,
and what it represents.
And he helped it pass. Yeah.
This was a systematic way to get Paul Ryan into the office. It was all planned. Who was what was the speaker's name before him?
Boehner,
not Boehner, but Boehner.
John Boehner.
That's right. We discovered that last week. So Boehner was he did that on purpose. There's no reason for him to step down. It was all planned.
Well, and my thing about it is with these bills that are just excess of 2,000 pages is Paul Ryan, he had one or two things in there that he wanted passed.
And well, I mean, there's 10 things in here that for as conservatives, as Republicans, as libertarians, that you would not want in a bill.
Well, and the thing about it is, like I said, is there was a couple things in there that he agreed with and backed up by a bunch of garbage that we're about to talk about. But just so he could get those things passed, he had to pass everything. And my thing is first of all, we need term limits, obviously. Mm-hmm. And second of all is one law, one bill. Yep. You know, there's just no sense in having all these different laws and stipulations and things passed in a 2,000-page bill. If you're gonna address a situation or a concern, you have one bill that deals only with that issue, and there's no sense in it being 2,000 pages.
Yeah. Well, one of these things in here, we've talked about the refugee programs. We've talked about the things that's been going on and how there's a lot of the governors came out and said, you know what, we don't want the refugees here. We don't have a way of vetting them. We don't know who we're bringing into the country. And so Representative Brian Babin, he's a Republican out of Texas. He had put a proposal out to halt the refugee resettlement. Well, the appropriations bill that Paul Ryan backed up will fund President Obama's refugee resettlement operation and allow for the admission of tens of thousands of refugees with access to federal benefits to come into this country. One of the other things in here is the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years, which is where the lady came in on the K-1 fiance visa. They've basically, one of the things that they were trying to do is go in there and limit the visas that was given to countries that support terrorists, right? That support the terrorist programs, whether it be ISIS or Al Qaeda or any of these other things, and to limit the visas that are going out. Well, what this does is this basically goes in, and the proposal does nothing to limit the admissions from jihadist prone regions. The other thing is it funds illegal alien resettlement. Basically, page 917 of the bill, refugee and entrant assistant funds the present resettlement of illegal immigrants or border crossers. The other thing it does is release of criminal aliens. Senior legislative aides tell Breitbart News that Ryan's bill does nothing to change the enforcement priorities that Jay Johnson established a little over a year ago that would shield entire categories of criminal aliens from immigration laws, nor does it include language recommended by Sessions and Shelby to deny the expenditure of funds to issue the visas to countries that refuse to repatriate criminal aliens. Basically, refuse to take back their people that came here and that were criminals here in the United States.
So what it does is it absolutely limits deportation.
Right. It quadruples the H-2B foreign worker visas. Basically, it would quadruple the number for a total of more than 250,000, including society's most vulnerable, including single women, disabled, elderly, minorities, teenage students, first-generation immigrants. The BuzzFeed exposed how this program will allow businesses to discriminate against American workers and deliberately deny jobs to American workers so that they can hire foreign workers on the H-2 H-2 visas instead. The bill funds tax credits for illegal aliens. It locks in huge spending increases, and it fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. So those are some of the big things, and it also goes in it.
Yeah, but we don't have a problem in America.
No.
Well, everything's good.
The other thing that it does is it fully funds the DACA, which is the Dreamer program. Now, I'm not totally against the Dreamer program. The problem is you got to figure out what to do with these people. With the children of immigrants if you were brought in at 1, 2, 3 years old, the only thing that you know is the United States.
Yes.
I think that's a little different. You have someone that's fully integrated into society.
And that includes your parents, and because they're the ones raising them.
Well, you have some of these kids, they're brought up, they don't, you know, whether it's Spanish or French or German or whatever else they may be from, they may not know their home language. And hell, if you've been here 3 years, since you were age 3, and you've gone through this, you've grown up in the society, and all of a sudden now you're deported to your home country. You don't even know the flipping language that you're deported to,
or anything about the country.
But, you know, we have to stop the bleeding somewhere, and at the end of the day, we need somebody that's going to make some tough decisions. It's not going to please all groups.
Well, the thing is with these kids, you know who they are.
That's right.
The problem that we have with our current immigration system is we don't know who it is that's here. You have a lot of illegal immigrants that's coming in, but you have somebody that's been here since they were 1, 2, 3 years old, you know who they are.
Yeah. Sounds like to me we need to build more Dairy Queens, more 7-Elevens, and more motels.
That's three.
Don't
forget Dunkin' Donuts.
That's four.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Y'all get 4 marks.
We got a new Dunkin' Donuts that's being built right over here in Winder.
And Monroe. Your plan's working already.
That's two more.
See. So before we end the show, I want to give you guys a quick Gezgear update. So we've had a decent showing of support up in our mall kiosk.
Up the mall.
Yep. And we've had several kids come out and help. Ethan Frost was out last weekend. I put some pictures of him.
He did a great job.
He did. So I heard you went by and talked to him. Yep. And then when I got there, him and Jaden were there.
Yep.
Jim's boy. And I had Jaden on one side of the cart, and I had Ethan on the other side. And Jaden's walking around wearing a wrist sleeve, and they're selling people. I mean, it's phenomenal, dude. It's
good, man.
It's very cool to see them. They were just having a blast. So I've been very thankful, and we've put a lot of product in a lot of people's hands.
So how much longer is the cart going to be there so people can go out?
Today and tomorrow, the last 2 days. So, okay. You know, this is it.
Tomorrow?
Sunday, so it'll be Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday.
So that'll be it. And we'll
I thought
be
y'all were just okay.
To the end of December. And I'm testing today. So Dustin's up there now, and he's going to give me updates. And if I don't feel it's any good. But there's a lot of people out there spending gift cards.
Dude, the end of December is not until Thursday.
Yes, but we're only Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, so it's our last weekend.
Oh, okay.
And they couldn't operate yesterday.
Hey, COO, back up, people.
My bad.
Go get your gas.
So go get your gas.
Did they refund you for that one day that y'all couldn't operate since they were closed?
No.
I feel
that there should be some proration.
So we're going to be close to breaking even. We're probably going to have a small investment in some labor, but besides that, we did everything that we wanted to do.
Excellent.
I'm very, very proud and happy.
And we talked about it going into it, that even if you lost a little bit, the main thing
invested
for this,
a little bit.
Even if you went in and ended up, invested a little
bit.
You're trying to get the brand name out.
Speaking of investing a little bit, who got DB of the
Who got
the
it?
Day? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Papa D waited till late in the show to make a showing, but that comment about the hotels and the 7-Elevens and all that put 4 on him in a heartbeat.
I just didn't really want to get started.
Junior still chimes in, and he's got 6. The sports doctor with 6. Devin had a close second there to Papa D, tied at 4. And I came in with 3, and then the destructive one there with 2. So
I was low on the totem pole today.
Yeah, tame today.
A little tame today.
I'll tell you what, man.
But, you know, I will say this. It's a very well-earned DB of the week.
Yeah,
like great. Father, like son.
That's it. We led the charge.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to episode 21 of the Gemini Ransom Effect. And hopefully you enjoyed the show, you were offended, and hopefully you learned something. So we want to thank you again. Have a happy new year, and hope you had a wonderful Christmas. You've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect, 107.1 FM, WJBB, and we'll see you next week.
Next year.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.